a standard. Not just coming to church is not it. You know, we should be trying to be more like Jesus. We should be. Go ahead, bro. Jesus had just finished the Sermon on the Mount, and he told everyone how we should be and the blessings that would come with it. In the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will see the kingdom of God." And he went through all the Beatitudes, and this is how we should be. Matthew 5:13 gives a very familiar scripture, but I'm going to dive into it. When Jesus gave a word, it was almost a command. Matthew 5:13. He's with his disciples after this preaching to thousands on the mount. He tells here in chapter 5, verse 13. He says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." Amen. You are the salt of the earth. Back then, salt had two uses in the days of Jesus. One was a preservative. They used salt to save food from getting rotten. The other was used for flavoring. Somebody? Jesus saw something in the world that triggered him to give this word to his disciples. I believe some were there and they were probably just lollygagging with each other, you know, maybe jumping around with each other while he was preaching. And he knew this is how the world was. The world was rotting at one time when God made it, and it didn't take long for God to destroy it. Let's go to Genesis 6:5. Bible says this of the human race had become on the earth. And that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil at all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth. And his heart, the Lord said, "I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the bugs, and the creatures that move along the ground. For I regret that I have made them." But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. God saw that it was bad, and he destroyed it with the flood. If things don't change in our times, maybe we're closer to the end of time of our time here also. Right? Let's go to 2 Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Verse 3. I want you to, as I read this, take a good intake on yourself. Here we go. Verse 1. "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud." Bless you. "Abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power." Pretty intense description of the world, and I would say of our world right now. It is out of control. There's no reverence, there's no hunger to be at church and hear and worship God. It's a past that seems to be going away and away. See, for us to be salt, we should be a purifying influence in this world. When people see you, or if they know you, what are they thinking? Are you influencing them towards God or away from God? Or are you just being quiet about God? See, salt controls. Salt takes control. Salt never tastes meaty, somebody. Can everyone agree with that? Salt doesn't taste meaty, but meat could taste very salty. Being the salt of the earth, our church should have more visitors, but if the church folk aren't convinced God's way is better, we're losing. How are we doing in the arena of being salt with our friends and our family, or just passerbyers? You know, yesterday I got a good wake up call myself with my little girl. She had my old Six Flags cups, and she wanted to bless the homeless with them, and she wanted to put some snacks and give them some candy, and I was like, see, they're gonna take it and stuff, and she's all, well, Papa, you know, they're my friends, and I want to give them. And I was like, here, give it to me, you know, give them some peanuts. I have my big bag of peanuts. I go, they'll love this, man. You know, and I packed them up with the two cups with some peanuts. And she put some candy and stuff. I said, all right, let's go. And she goes, there's one. And it was at Starbucks. We pulled up. And I said, all right, get out, go ahead. You know, she jumped out with her bag. And the guy was like, well, you know, hi, you know, talking to her. And she said, I'd like to bless you, you know, with some snacks. I could see he was touched. Man. I was sitting there and I was like, man, my little girl, she showed me, man, you know, that guy was blessed, man. He saw those peanuts, he was like, yeah, man. I was like, wow. It really touched my heart. I went away convicted. We could be a blessing, man. We could be a blessing to this world, man. We should be, you know, because we are blessed. And to be the salt of the earth, salt makes things better. It takes a real man or woman to humble themselves, to obey and to serve and to read the word and live by it. But it really, all it takes is love. Sincere love for God. You know, we all started out with a fire for God. We're faithful, we're joyful, serving, Bible studies, ushers, hospitality, announcements. But I did stop it because I seen that we weren't growing. Last year, around November or December, I said, we need to step it up. As a church, we still need to step it up. We might have lost some families, but if we believe, if we're convinced that God's ways are better, we should be doing all we can to help our church grow. And this is not a help our church grow sermon. This is who we should be. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. If I'm the salt of the earth, I should be making things better. Blessing people's lives, making their day better. Right? That's sort of where I was, where it went with what I was teaching on this, you know, what I was studying on this week, and then Sila yesterday. I was like, man, you know. The Bible said, but if the salt loses its saltiness, it is good for nothing but to be trampled on. I'm not convinced that this church is done, but by the disobedience that's in our hearts, the laziness to read the word, the inability to grow in the knowledge of God, the church, this church, is losing its flavor. Brothers and sisters, its fire, its saltiness. Salt doesn't make something good. Salt can only keep something from going bad. You get that? Salt doesn't make something good. It can only keep something from going bad. See, Jesus knew the world was filled with sin. And if we understand the world's condition, if we're honest about where we are, then we can understand why he used salt. He's trying to change the world, and that's going to take power. Number one, salt is controlling. Like I said, it never tastes meaty. And we should be influencers. We should influence our surroundings. When we're God-filled people, when we're God-filled, people take notice. Can any of you testify to that? Some friends from work wanted to go to Chili's last week. And I told Maria, you know, one of the brothers was going to go. And I said, you know, let's go. I'll go. My buddy Anthony, he's not saved. But he's a good guy and respects being, you know. And so we went. And I could tell the way they wanted to be, you know, sort of a little loud. They wanted to be, you know, flirting with the waitress, and, you know. But they did it because they felt weird with me there. You know, I knew it, you know. I looked at Anthony and I said, this is what I was afraid of, man, you know. Come with you guys and you guys not being yourselves. Yeah, you know, I'm stopping you guys from being yourselves. You know? No, don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. I go, it's cool, you know. But yeah, next time I'll skip out. Just our presence. It should be. We should be the influencers. They should feel convicted of being worldly with us around. They shouldn't feel free to cuss up a storm or act like a pervert or, you know what I mean? They should be there. You know, when they know we're around. Friends just like totally, you know? But that's being the salt of the earth. Make things better. We're preserving. Salt is an antiseptic, which is a substance used to slow down or prevent the growth of infections or germs. I was an antiseptic from them being fools and dirty with this waitress that was there. We should be a hindrance to the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness shouldn't feel free to be who they are with us around. They just shouldn't. To be salt, we need more of God in our life. We need to be God-filled. What is salt? Salt's white, pure, it's small. We're small, church. We're tasty. God's given us the tools to be tasty to people. The blessings that we have got from God should be inviting to people. They should want what we have, somebody. If we're the salt of the earth, they should want what we have. Being the salt of the earth is to be a preservative. Like I said, to save the world from being worldly. Salt preserves things. Like I said, salt takes control. Like Maria was saying earlier, if we're just standing back and just, yeah, we're Christians and not doing nothing about the world, we're sort of losing saltiness as Christians. Salt takes control. Salt makes things better. Huh? Salt never tastes meaty, but meat can taste pretty salty. With just a little bit of salt, meat tastes totally different, right? Salt makes things better, and if we're the salt of the earth, we should be making things better around us, our surroundings. We need to do better in our arena of being salt. Let's go to Colossians 4:6. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Seasoned with salt. Our conversation should be seasoned with salt. How we talk to people, how we invite people, it should be inviting. People should stop and wonder when we're talking to them. If we're salty people, if we're the salt of the earth, our conversation will draw them in. If we're the influencers that we should be, if we're salt, God comes out of the conversation. They know you're a Christian. They should anyway. We should be able to walk into a room where not a room of people we know, but people should be able to tell that you're different. You're not acting a fool there in the corner. You're not cussing up a storm. You're not yelling at anybody. Come on, somebody. People will be able to point you out. Yeah, I know something different about you. That's awesome. That's awesome when people can tell that you're different. That you're falling into being salt of the earth at that point. I mean, it's happened. I started talking to someone and, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm good, I'm Ruben. I saw you come in with so-and-so, You're different though. That's how God should be. When we have God in our life, we should be different. Regardless who we're with. The salt of the earth is a saving preservative. Let our conversations be full of salt. Be seasoned with salt. So salt, when it loses its saltiness, the Bible says, how can it be made salty again? It can't. It can't. You guys agree? Let's go to Hebrews 6:4. The Bible says, it is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, and who have fallen away to be brought back to repentance. What does that say? Say, if it loses its saltiness, there's no coming back. We need to stay salty, church. Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything. My gosh. No longer good for anything. I don't know about you, church, but I don't want to have started this walk with God and then be good for nothing. You know, that would be disastrous in my life. You know, I'm too far to end this now, somebody. To be good, to be no longer good for anything. What a sad case that is. To have started the walk with God and then not finish it. Because why? Because God wasn't big enough for you. God wasn't good enough for you. God didn't provide enough for you. No, because it's all about selfishness. I. That's the only reason why people fall out of love with God is because they come first. They're not having their way somewhere or what? And they lose their fire for God. Oh God. You know those songs we sang today? That last song, God, this is love. You know, knowing the love of God, that does it, man. I'm sold. I know Jesus loves me, loves you guys. You know, but that, with that said, I'm done, man. I'm sold out. You know, I'm in this for the long haul, Jesus. That song say, if you miss the old me, well, that's Jesus' fault. That's Jesus' fault because the old me is gone, somebody. To be salty and lose our saltiness, we're good for nothing. You know, we can't lose our saltiness, church. We can't be humdrum at home and not do nothing. If you're at home and you're bored, pick up your Bible, read your word, hear a word on TV, on a podcast or something. You know, I'll say, you know, we got Audible. That Audible, Amazon Audible. I don't know, like, what, 20 books? No, at least 25 books. They're all Christian books. And, you know, I just can hear them now. You know, just. Feed your spirit, church. Feed your spirit and your salt won't go away. You know, you need to feed your spirit. You don't want to be worth nothing. You know? Don't be that salt that gets trampled on somebody. In the study of back in the day, those days, salt that lost its saltiness, they would just throw it onto the paths. People would just trample on it. It was no good no more. You know, that salt was just trampled on. That's all it was good for was a pathway. Somebody, I don't want us to be like that, church. We don't want to be thrown out and trampled on. We want to be a tasty preservative or antiseptic. Amen? Amen.